stepping in for Eddie Owen this hour. We visit with Alan Watts, another farm safety broadcast with Commonwealth Agri-Energy. Alan, take it away.
Thank you very much, Josh. We appreciate that. Been good to visit with Eddie all morning long, and now you, and appreciate that. And, of course, we're here at Commonwealth Agri-Energy just up the road, and make that magic trip up the road. And so, Mick, great to visit with you. Tell us what's going on at Commonwealth Agri-Energy these days.
Well, your first question off the air was, have you been busy? And I look like I've been busy? Do I look stressed? Do I look...
This is a busy time for you. It's corn harvest season.
I think from the elevator's perspective, there's no busier time.
Right.
And sometimes you just kind of feel like you got to stay out of their way. Mm-hmm. There's so many corn trucks that come in. Now, today's kind of a lighter day, but with 400-some truck days already in our rearview mirror, harvest for some is wrapping up. Harvest was earlier than some years because of the drier season, a drier month. Some stories, driest August in recorded history.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
What the crap is that?
Yeah,
but
exactly right, yeah.
But the corn crop was mostly done. There's some that's still, the Tennessee counties that supply were harder hit. The drought was deeper into the summer. But for the most part, ethanol plant runs regardless. And in the heat of the summer, how busy are we? It's the highest horsepower time. It takes chilled water because the lake starts to warm up, and we have all the gears turning and all the pumps pumping,
right.
And we're making ethanol.
That's what it's all about. And you're taking corn, turning it into ethanol, but other products as well that come out of this too.
Yeah, the business would not be profitable if it wasn't the co-products.
Mm-hmm.
So with fuel ethanol, 10% in all gas in the country, 10% ethanol in all the gas in the country. We're depending on co-products for our profitability.
Mm-hmm.
Distillers grain is going to be a third of every bushel. Fuel ethanol, a third of every bushel. But CO2 is a third of every bushel. And we actually capture the CO2. The air gas next door makes a wonderful customer across the fence,
mm-hmm.
and makes liquid CO2 for carbonated beverages and dry ice. So very important for the profitability for a farmer-owned business. And that's what we do.
Yeah, you guys are making ethanol and all the other products from every pound of corn, bushel of corn you're grinding here.
About 20 years ago, we split off about one truckload out of every 15 of the distiller's grain to make a distiller's corn oil. And that animal feed fat, mostly sold as animal feed fat, it also makes a biodiesel grade to go to a renewable diesel plant. But that split off about 20 years ago has made a profitable improvement in the business. And then COVID, anybody still remember COVID?
Yeah,
5 years. It's been 5 years since the worst of it. Okay, but hand sanitizer was a big deal, and we started a new product line there that's been an industrial beverage food grade ethanol that serves as much as 10% of our production will go that way.
Nice. It's amazing the things they do here at Commonwealth Agri-Energy. And, you know, we were talking with Wayne Hunt yesterday, and he said, really, the Commonwealth Agri-Energy and this project is the reason he got involved with the Ag Development Board 25 years ago, and that's one of the big projects, one of the first projects funded here. And you guys just were, Shelby Wright was up, or Shelby, I can't remember last name. Anyway, Shelby flew with us to Frankfurt to celebrate that back a couple of months ago.
We used 7 million bushels our first year. In 2004, our startup year, and this last year we used 17 million bushels. So the grain supply has increased. If you said field yield and how that has trended upward, we've just barely kept up with the same acreage to supply us with field yield.
Right.
But we have ground more corn. We're at 17 million bushels last fiscal year, and I'm just kind of rehearsing my speech at the annual meeting here in a couple weeks.
That's right.
Where we'll talk about that, the Hopkinsville Elevator annual meeting, where we give them a good meal,
mm-hmm.
and you got to listen to me for Jeff Davis would say, shorter the better, but somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes of my spiel and Buck's spiel, and of course Esten gives all the details of the financials, and that's been a very worthwhile meeting for all of us. Once a year, not just for the food.
Right, yeah. Exactly. I love to come. Love to just hear what the cooperative is doing. And I've never found a check yet. I've told Ben Westerfield, I said, if you ever find me a check, he said, we're working on that. But never found a check for me. But a lot of farmers do, though.
They tell me that same thing. If you really want to make money off the business, you got to grow corn and deliver it. But that has been our ambition, to provide a local market for the farmer's corn that owns the elevator. So I think we do that. It does take a lot of work and sometimes a lot of money. And as we've grown the plant, we've grown into different products and grown in capacity, we have reinvested in the business. And that's been a focus for us, to be competitive, whether it's competitive in the same product line or into new product lines. And I think we do a good job of that. But the politics and the regulatory environment of our business, which ends up being politics, has been a challenge. And I think we're meeting that challenge. The next big thing, I'd like to see E15 in California. That gets approved. It's on Governor Newsom's desk. If he'll sign that in the next few days, that's going to be a huge market.
Absolutely.
That California market is as big as the largest export customer of fuel ethanol. Canada, 800 million gallons a year to take it from 10% ethanol to 15% ethanol in California. So market increase is probably the best way to get a better price for the farmer's corn. And ethanol is a great market. Export would be the other. I mean, I'd like to see more in Canada, but there are other big users that are increasing their percent ethanol in their blend around the world. So export actually was more than 10% of all the production last year in the U.S. So export, California, and of course, right on the heels of an E15 in California should be an E15 nationwide year round. We're still waiting on that, and that needs to have some bigger vehicle. I don't want to get into politics too much of it, but legislative vehicle to attach a no cost, lower cost value to the consumer to allow E15 year round. That could be another big boost for the ethanol market, which is a market for corn and agriculture and our business. Don't want to forget, and we can talk the next stop, Farm Safety Week, really important.
Yes.
On the roads, mm-hmm. working around the farmers, they're in the fields, going field to field.
Exactly.
And of course here, there's a lot of traffic right outside the door here. And what we do in our plant, it's not a shoe store. No. You'll be wearing a hard hat and safety glasses as we go out there. We emphasize safety as part of our daily routine.
That's a big part of what goes on here. We're going to be here for the next 45 minutes at Compass Agri Energy. We're, of course, celebrating National Farm Safety Week.